dare you?
Sherelle Renee, I'm back. Ray Dog begged me. He came to my house. He stood outside my door. He got on his knees and started throwing rocks at the window like a stalker. And I decided that would be the topic of our next show, stalkers. Because this man literally stalked me all around Hartford. And he even bought an Obama sticker and put it on the back of his car because he said he apologized for how rude and disgusting his attitude was about our president of the United States of America.
So your president.
Do you want me to leave again?
Okay.
He bought me flowers. He stood outside of my job. He sang on my voicemail. He really became a stalker. And I said, Ray Dog, you have to stop this. My boyfriend's gonna kill you. And he almost did. So I'm back.
Thank you for coming back and sharing
You're
that
welcome.
Lovely. Anyway, today
our topic's about stalkers.
I gotta say, there's different type of stalking, I guess you would call it.
Different types of stalking.
Yes.
What kinds of stalking
well,
are there? There's
I have,
the type that you did.
And there's the other type that this. Tell me if this is maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is not considered stalking. This we're not gonna even credit the guy by giving him his name because that's what he wants. But he wanted to do a collaboration with me, right? Mm-hmm. I said, no, I'm not into that gun-slinging type lyric stuff.
Yeah.
So he just refused to take no for an answer. And now he called my phone like almost 24 hours, leaving nasty messages. He's gonna kill me. He's gonna do a drive-by in Middletown. Seriously, this guy, I said, you need some help, buddy. You're really sick. So then he keeps taking
my... Did you call the police on him?
That's what my friend told me I should do. I haven't. I just laughed it off. I deleted them.
You know, stalkers are actually a pretty serious topic here.
You really think I should do that?
Yeah, because I almost got a restraining order on you. No, I did. Seriously, I did. Like, I was dialing 911.
Oh.
And I was going to call them and tell them this crazy psychotic lunatic is outside of my house. He's a McCain fan.
I don't.
On top of that.
Hello? I don't like McCain. I said I voted against Obama. I didn't vote for Obama.
Which is voting for McCain. There was only two people.
He's moderate. We don't like McCain. He's moderate.
But you voted for him.
Because because we couldn't afford Obama.
You're like, okay, listen.
Okay, now let's get back to.
We're not talking politics. I will leave and I will never come back.
Okay, get back to stalking.
And next time you'll be buying me a car.
Okay. Stalking. So you think this guy...
Stalking is very serious. And
so,
if you are being stalked, I say, first of all, let the police know what's going on. Because if you turn up dead or in a ditch or like with your freaking neck cut or something like that, you never know what these people are capable of. I mean, it's very important that you make sure that you report these incidents every single phone call. I don't even know why I'm back in this guy's studio. My boyfriend is right there. Hi, honey. He's gonna make sure he doesn't kill me. Anyways, like I was saying, if you're being stalked, it's very important that you report what's going on so that there is record of people, of what the people are doing to you. Because if something happens to you and no one knows what was going on...
That's true. But... He just seemed like some idiot online that just wants to be heard. That's how I looked at him. But
yeah, but what if this guy shows up to your house?
That's what my friends keep telling me, but...
Well, you have surveillance on everything.
So, I mean, I will get him. Listen, they know why I'm like that. Torres. Anyway, we won't talk about that in
hell.
But...
Oh, God.
So you think that that's a form of stalking when he's leaving me those messages and he's... He's
yes.
singing a nasty song, he's gonna kill me, and he's
absolutely.
And he's happy my grandmother died and stuff.
Oh my God, that is horrible.
That's what he said.
Don't they these do not take these people's threats idly. You must take them seriously because you never know what these people are capable of. I mean, first of all, if they have the time to call you back to back, come by your house.
It's true.
You know, when most people would be at work or sleep and they're thinking about you, there's no telling what these people are capable of and what they will do to you. So I say report it right away. You don't want to end up dead somewhere.
So I shouldn't tell him that I'll do a song with him?
No, you should report it to the police. Why would you bring him into your home?
So I could kill him. So you said stop, don't kill him. I'm kidding.
I think I'm gonna go.
I'm kidding.
No, oh my God.
We're cool here, just a joke.
Yeah, please, babe, relax. Anyway.
But, yeah, well, I had a friend, this is a crazy story. I think I told them this story before, but I'll make it short. I had a friend, right? He was dating this older woman, and then he wanted to stop seeing her, and she became, literally, she was psychotic. She was following him everywhere. She was going to his job. I mean, the woman was really out crazy. Her mind and crazy. But she did help me out in one way, because that friend, he stole from out of my mailbox and did forgery. He's the one who caused me to be a compulsive gambler at that time. So he deserved to be stalked. You
That's
deserve
another
that.
Another topic, compulsive gambling. You have a lot of tendencies.
I don't do them anymore. I used to be an alcoholic, but that's not anymore.
Alcoholic, gambler, stalker. And yes. This is the person I decide to do a show with.
Hey, everyone could turn their lives around.
I think I'm stupid. Except for on that
note. No one heard that.
On that note, make sure you tune in next week. We're going to find out what other issues this guy has.
Oh. We'll be tuning in for months with all the issues I have.
Years.
Keep watching. Okay, we have a new psychiatrist here. Until next time, folks.
Maybe I'll be back next week.
We'll go on one knee and beg until my...
Please don't come by my house anymore. I told you I will get the restraining
okay.
order. I will.
Forget that.
He's not allowed by my house anymore.
Come on.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.